Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After you saw that she was disappointed with the cheesecake,
yeah.
Did Shannon buy her shoes? Here she is, 24 years of being the luckiest girl in the world.
Happy anniversary,
Mrs. Spiewak.
Happy anniversary.
I love TMOS.
Nice
Look
t-shirt.
At that beautiful t-shirt.
Nice t-shirt.
Yay.
Nice t-shirt.
Hi, Linus. ask Carrie if she'd like to say anything on your 24th anniversary.
Say something about our anniversary, sweetie.
It's Monday and it's raining.
I love you too. She brings it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen to this over the weekend.
Ah. Who's this?
Just an artist known as Batoko. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara. Somebody sent me a little viral video, a bunch of like Slovakian farmers dancing, and then they dubbed this music in. And it really caught my ear.
How do you feel?
The artist, Betoko.
Does he have an accent?
You wake up in the morning and you look outside the window and it's raining again.
I can't tell.
Raining again.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring in Mike Pence's fly to dance for you. Oh, there he is.
Did you flash a picture of Batoko?
I did.
Doing a visual aid. But might as well get the timing of the show started right away. Rob was putting up a visual aid just about when I was going to do it. Let me see Batoko again on your
phone. Well, I took it down when the fly showed up.
All right. Oh, he looks like a scary guy. Looks like Oscar when his mustache fills in.
Yes.
When does that happen?
Look at that. There's your wonderful wife.
Oh, welcome to TMO's dance party. Oh, come on in. You don't have any rhythm, but come on in anyway. All right. Hey, get a little. Here, bounce with me.
There you go. That's so sweet. Hi, Carla.
Wow.
I bet he's going to get a few ads today. I think, you know, we do have that much power. How's Winslow? Anyway.
Mike, she has a beat like a cop. I don't know if I've ever seen her dance.
So it goes on. Wake up in the morning and you look outside the window and it's raining again. This is appropriate. That's so professional when you do that, Rob.
No, he's got a wipe because when he puts a visual aid up, he gets all blurry sometimes.
But don't go mess me up. Cameras are automatic. Your camera's permanently blurry. I like it like that. Keep it like that.
Looks fine to me.
Rob is looking blurry and it's
Put your hand up there. Put your hand up there. And then slowly move it over. I know it's slowly move it away. Slowly. There you go. Boom.
Ah. Nice.
You still have that twine connectivity in Leesburg that you had before?
No, we got perfect connectivity.
What's your speed?
He looks good here.
Yeah, it looks good to me.
He's up in the 300s. Well, it's dark outside, Mike.
If he's in the 300s, he's better than most of us.
He's in the Mid-Atlantic, Mike, so it is raining outside here. It's gloomy and rainy.
That's why I play this.
Yes.
It's raining again. Living in Leesburg. Looked out the window and it's raining again. Yeah.
I would always guess that you would have played the Supertramp version of It's Raining Again.
No, because Rob, you and I both had to make an effort to be hipper and more modern and not old. You made a joke over the weekend on Facebook that you said it was a 90-year-old joke. Well, obviously, because I had no idea what you were talking about. Do you remember the joke that you posted?
Yeah, I do. I tried to defuse it by saying that it was a 90-year-old joke. It was based on the vice presidential debates, talking about how they wanted to have total transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, if you want total transparency...
Oh, that was an Invisible Man joke?
Yeah, vote for Claude Rains.
And he was the original...
Who played the Invisible Man in 1930. Yeah.
Anyway,
now I know something I didn't know before.
That Claude Rains played.
I like the name Claude Rains.
I liked Claude Rains. I know the actor he's talking about, and I like his work. I like what
he was in Lawrence of Arabia. He actually, he worked for a long time. The reason he was cast in The Invisible Man.
I like the way you say Lawrence of Arabia, like that's relatable. With all due respect, there is a fraction of our audience that even knows that film.
Yes, but what I'm saying, Mike, is that he had a 40-year career. I mean, he made movies for a long time. But the reason that he was cast in The Invisible Man is that the director loved his voice so much, he knew that he wouldn't see him, so he needed to have a guy with an engaging voice because the man, Oscar, as said in the title, was invisible.
What did he sound like?
Let me see if I can bring him up for you. I'll bring a little thing since I've got this open. I can do that.
My outdated impression of Claude Rains while Mike searches is this. He played the father in The Wolfman,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about lycanthropy, which is the when people turn into wolves on the full moon. And he says, well, it's obviously false, but it must have some basis in fact.
Okay. I can see that popping
off
the screen.
Now, some of these people... okay, Rob, I got Claude Rains, General. This is YouTube. Claude Rains, Invisible Man. Claude Rains, Phantom of the Opera. Claude Rains, Interview. Claude Rains, Full Movies. No. Claude Rains, Casablanca.
So great in Casablanca. He plays Inspector Renault.
All right, let's try it. Let's try that. Claude Rains. All right, here we go. Claude Rains.
Here we go.
Now, one general...
If Laszlo's presence in the café can inspire this unfortunate demonstration, what more will his presence in Casablanca bring on?
Now, this is Claude Rains coming up. I'll tell you when he's talking. He's not talking.
He's having such a good time. Yes, much too good a time. The place is to be closed.
That's not...
But I have no excuse to close it. Find one.
Now they're looking at Claude Rains, and it's a crappy...
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice.
There you go. This cafe is closed until further notice. Now,
that's what
Claude
happened downstairs.
Rains, if you watch an old movie, you probably never even saw it, called Radio Days, you'll notice that all these people from Brooklyn and New York would affect AFFECT,
yes,
British accents to come in and just be, well, hello, and I'm Kurt. But some of them were legitimately from the UK. And I'm not sure whether Claude Rains was.
I don't know where Claude Rains was born. I'm looking it up right now.
Radio Days the movie where we do the shtick from, ha! Huh,
yes. I see the hear the cannons roar.
Huh?
And then she's doing a radio show 6 months later. Well, it was a wonderful evening. And if you go back during a period of time, the 1930s, when talkies came into their own, you would get people with these heavy British accents that were, in many cases, not with people from Britain. That and that's what it was. So where was Claude Rains born?
It turns out he was born in Camberwell, which is a neighborhood in London, England. And he died in New Hampshire. And he's buried in New Hampshire, Mike.
Really? In New England?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Laconia?
Something I look forward to soon. What?
Have you heard of Laconia, New Hampshire?
Laconia, all right, I have a trivia question.
All right.
There is a man celebrating a birthday that I went to Laconia with.
Oh, I know who it is.
He's a
restaurateur.
Happy birthday, Jimmy Cerrito.
Jimmy.
We went to Lake Laconia, which, by the way, when we made our motorcycle pilgrimage up there, you know what the town was renamed?
What?
Rainconia.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, another question as a New Englander. Have you ever heard of Red Hill Cemetery in Moultonboro, New Hampshire?
No, I have not.
That's where Claude Rains is buried. That's his final resting place.
So, Laconia, Jimmy. God, this is the show. This is, for all you young broadcasters out there, this is the way you start a week, all right?
Yes.
You're all over the place. You have no idea what's going on.
We're building the radio pyramid.
you could go there. And hi, Linus.
Hi,
good
buds.
Morning, Linus.
Hi,
how
buds.
Are you? Here she is, 24 years of being the luckiest girl in the world.
Happy anniversary,
Mrs. Spiewak.
Happy anniversary.
I Woo! Love TMOS.
Nice
Look
t-shirt.
At that beautiful T-shirt.
Nice T-shirt.
Yay.
Nice T-shirt.
Hi, Linus. it would Carrie ask Carrie if she'd like to say anything on your 24th anniversary.
Well, say something about our anniversary, sweetie.
It's Monday and it's raining.
I love you too. She brings it. Must kill you that she's that goddamn funny.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, something's going to go. Oh, thank you. Come here. Hey, me.
Smooch. That's she didn't want it on the lips. Gross. Maddie, avert your eyes.
Boy, that couldn't have tasted any more like coffee.
Watching mom and dad kiss. Yuck.
That's good for 52 weeks.
That makes me clap. That makes me happy on a Monday.
When's the last time you kissed your wife like that, Mike?
When's the last time you kissed my wife like that, Mike?
Boy, happy anniversary to Rob.
Yes.
And 24 years of marriage.
A lot.
And that's a nice little thing. She gave you a kiss unsolicited. How are things going?
She never broaches the perimeter during the show unless she's being featured. I think she planned that walk on today because that's not her standard school time attire. No, we had a great weekend. We're excited. As an anniversary gift to each other, we're having the main level of our house painted.
Oh, nice.
She hated the paint when we moved in here 12 years ago. And after 12 years, I decided, you know what? Yes, you may finally do it. And that's why there's been so many arguments about colors and the Chubbix throwing paint chips and all that stuff. But she's chosen her colors.
What colors did you decide? Like a white. Blue or red?
No, it's going to be white on the ceilings and sort of a soft gray on the walls. And so any color that we're going to use, we didn't want to do anything bold with the colors. We can do with accents and tchotchkes we can add.
That'll help sell the house, too, when we get that Joe Rogan offer
exactly.
that we're waiting
for. I thought you meant the pending divorce.
She can keep the house. All I want are my memories. One of the problems is when we moved in, the people that built the house are the people we bought it from, okay? Mm-hmm. And the original color scheme of the house was quite bold. There is maroon walls in three quarters of the kitchen, and that's dark. I mean, that's really dark. And I'm not a big fan. A lot of tan everywhere. Mm-hmm. My room is a light green, but I've got so much crap on the walls you can't see it. We're not painting down
here. Is that like a gray green that you got? Kind of a gray
seafoam green?
Sea foam with a little touch of green.
Yeah.
It's wind drift, Mike. It's a color called wind drift.
So let's stop talking about paint colors and talk about your anniversary.
Yeah.
24 years together. I got that moment. She's not going to lean over and peck you on the cheek unsolicited. That's, to me, I take a positive from that.
This marriage isn't doomed.
No,
it's not
possibly
doomed,
going to. You don't. I know that you keep it close to the vest.
Right.
But right now. How would you, on a scale of 1 to 10, why do I do this to him? I do this to him because I really want to know.
This is because you don't even need to finish it. You know that in the past we've been just like mortgage rates, we've been down in the twos for the first time in 24 years. But today,
how are things going?
I would say today we're at a strong 8, verging on a 9. We're doing great.
Great.
That is such exquisite news. She seems happier.
Yes.
You seem happier. That is that. I listen. That's all I really give a rat's ass about.
But
I know, for the first time
in literally 10 years we've ever said you both seem happier.
I know.
But to Rob, Oscar,
you have to have a 10-year ramp to compare how you look.
This
you
is selfish, by the way. I'm not being magnanimous. Oscar, would you not agree that if this man he seems genuinely happy today, and would that not be indicative of a better work performance if he's happier?
No. If he's happier, that means he's spending more time with her.
You asked me to rate my marriage, and then you set him up like that, so that's how it's going to be today. All right, just you so seem, I know what I'm up
you
against.
Seem, you seem out of your melancholy.
Remember, I got a toiletries bag for my anniversary, and I've been married for 4 years. You got a better marriage at 24 than I had. I have a four.
So you got to ride it out,
jealous.
Man.
I'm jealous.
You're in a valley now. We're on a mountain. It's great, and there'll be valleys again. But right now, it's great. So we're very happy.
My 60th birthday, my milestone birthday, was a 6-minute trip to Party City. It was. Well, if she hears that, I am so screwed. I am so screwed.
And this is what's great. So
you got to go down the 60 aisle.
So briefly, if I can make it about myself and not my face for two seconds. By the way, for those of you watching at home, yes, I messed up my beard and I had to shave it off. Except for my goatee.
Can you feel your face on the weekend? There you go. You can't touch your face when I'm
with
you.
My wife, because I gave her such a nice card and a nice gift card. She scrambled. She did the bit where you scramble to get gifts after someone's given you a gift because you clearly have messed up. Even though I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything at all. I just didn't.
I get it.
That's why at Christmas time you keep a bottle of wine in a gift bag with no tag on it, just in case someone stops by.
And honestly, this is the first year I've never made a fuss about anything. There's too much S going on for me to make a fuss about a toiletries bag. I just couldn't.
Right.
I don't have time for it. And so Saturday we're at work. Mike's like, I agree. I made a fuss right away when I got my gifts. Mm-hmm.
I did. No, I couldn't because my daughters were there and I was happy because part of the gift was surprising me.
You can tell
them coming
us, though. You can tell us.
All right, I had a migraine on my birthday morning.
Yeah.
I had a migraine on my birthday morning. That's what I had.
A big screen TV would have been nice. Would have healed it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff would have healed it.
The best thing for a migraine is I've read caffeine and DLP projection television.
So we usually have like a work day on Sundays where we just go and do a lot of administrative work at the office here.
Yeah.
And we flipped it to Saturday because we're going to go see my mom on Saturday. And we were just going to make sure we work on Saturday day and then go see my mom Saturday night. So Saturday day on
Did you get your day screwed up just then because you said the work day is Sunday and then your work day being Sunday, you switched it to Saturday.
Saturday.
So you could go in and get your work done and then go see your mom.
Correct.
Thank you.
On the way to my mom's, Shan says, we have to stop by the house because you have a special package at the house. And I'm like, we're already late for my mom's. Do you think I want to stop by the house?
So you were leaving from...
Hold on, Rob, let me do this, please.
All right, I'm trying to translate. You're right.
So what I'm doing here is, so you got up in the morning, you went over to Podcast Village to do some work.
Yes.
And then you were going to go from work right out to Olney to see your mom. But Shannon said, before we go to Olney, you got to stop by the house because she assumed whatever had been delivered was going to be delivered Saturday morning.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
You can track it on your phone.
It was a surprise to me.
Okay.
I said, we'll get it when we come home. I don't want to be late. And she says, no, you have to pick it up. It's going to be on the stoop of the house. I said, fine. Stop by the house. She picks it up and she's like, open it up. And I'm in the car with the dog and all this other cheesecake on my lap. We'll get to that a little later. All this stuff. And I'm like, fine, I'll open it up. I open it up. And she's like, I bet you thought your toiletries bag was going to be your last present for our anniversary. I said, I thought it was fine. Like, we don't have to get anything but anything. I was like, did you just get this after I gave you your gift? And she said, well, no, I thought these would come in earlier. And mind you, I have no need for this, which is sweet.
Okay. It's a big deal, especially after you're whining incessantly about the toilet.
She doesn't listen to the show, though. I think she just felt guilty.
But that's fine. Yeah. But we piled on about the toiletry bag. And if she ordered this prior to you getting her a gift, it's pretty easy to track and to find out. But I'm curious to
what it
was.
I don't think she did, because this is what she came up with. I'm going to show you.
Shoes.
Whoa. Those look like my old... Rob, do you remember my bowling shoes from New York?
Yes, I do.
Those are my bowling shoes from New York.
Yes.
Wow. Look at the...
Look, and I'm ungrateful, but do these look like the shoe of a 40-year-old man? No.
Maybe. Does he have special needs?
No.
Okay.
So I open them up, and I'm like... I was like, oh, these are great. And she's like, do you not like them? I'm like, no, they're great. They're fun. I would never buy these in my life. It's just, it's not me. I'm not hip. I'm not hip enough to wear these. It's not my thing.
I don't know. I think, you know what? You may have been hip maybe 8 or 10 months ago to wear the polo. I think you're still in the window.
Okay.
I think you can do it.
So my wife. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was worth it. And you're like ducking out on the show for a second. That was really that's terrific.
And I'm so I completely fake, and I said, I love them. They're great. They're awesome. Thank you. That's super sweet.
I think they're awesome, yeah, too.
I'll wear them with my velvet suit. So I leave them in the box. And again, you think I'm a monster? Fine.
No, you know, I'm joking. I like them. I love the color. Okay.
And also, I really saw you come in the studio today, Oscar. I've never seen you run faster or jump higher.
Yes. Yeah, so I say,
what is the brand?
They're Nike shoes, right? So
I think they're fantastic.
I said to my wife, they're great. This morning when I was leaving for work, I was going to wear other shoes. And she had these out of the box in front of the door. She's like, you should wear your new shoes. I said, all right.
Honey, not in the rain.
Those are, I think they're beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't just get to use
and if
that
I were you, I would 100% and say, you know what would be a really great birth anniversary present is show me the tracking information on that package.
So you got to show up with you know, everybody at Podcast Village and said, check out my new shoes.
And you all know I don't mind loud shoes.
I would wear those shoes.
Okay, so I said, hey, like, just not for nothing, I've never bought these style of shoes before. Like, where'd you get? She goes, well, I got with my friend at work, and I just wanted to get something that would make you look really hip and really cool. And I...
It's my favorite soundboard that we have right here. It's going to play.
I'm sure they're really great shoes. I am, but
what do you mean they're fine? You wouldn't wear them if you didn't like them.
Yeah, but this. Oh, well, are you kidding me? Now when they're laid out in front of you, I'm not going to hurt her feelings.
I'd be like, I was going to turn out the front door, and she caught him. She said, "Hey,
I
know it'd
like
be great."
Yeah, I think they're good. Can I see him again? Can you hold them really up close to the camera, please?
Boom.
Those are beautiful shoes. Do they light at the bottom?
Do they have wheelies?
We're not being good broadcasters. We haven't even described them.
Oh, they're black, shiny rubber on the soles.
Thank you.
And then black, shiny rubber interspersed through the cloth of the sneaker with the Nike swoosh. Then on the front of the toe, on the top, lean that down a little bit. Down, down, down. All right, there's some black dials there with black laces, and they're black and red. They're black.
Is it red or like a burnt orange?
Do you
orange?
All remember the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey?
Of course.
Yeah.
These are the shoes he wore in The Mask.
Smoking.
I love them. I love them. I don't like Nike because they're not good for my feet.
Yeah.
But if I, and here's a note for old men out there, and I really believe this with all my heart and soul. I think you can be an old guy and you can elevate your hipness level by the footwear you choose.
And sneakerheads,
I think you look ridiculous if you wear a young style jacket or young style pants or young style.
Yeah.
But on footwear, there's a much wider swath where you can put something on your feet that might not be normal for, say, a 65-year-old guy, but you can look cool. If I see an old guy in like the grocery store, mm-hmm, and he's got a good pair of kicks on, I'm like, okay, that's good. That's something that's still right because it's footwear. What the
and
hell?
And you know
right?
what? You're not limited to footwear. Like if you're wearing a suit and you have to wear hard shoes, you're limited. But there are people like Bob Schieffer who wear cool socks. I've always been a fan of people that do cool socks.
But that's not the same. No. Cool old size. That's George H.W. Bush, old man. You know, I'm 1,000 years old and I'm wearing hip socks. No, I'm talking about the shoes. Socks are...
That's like wearing a tie.
Well, but in fairness to Rob, that's
why
what
would you
that's
wear a tie
relates
around your feet?
He relates to socks. He doesn't wear too many shoes, so he relates to socks. He can show his personality.
Well, socks,
with socks
are for special occasions.
But I mean, shoes. If you were to wear... You want to hip yourself up, Rob, like right now. Is there any shirt on the show? I'm wearing just a plain white golf shirt. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would guarantee that I would be the blandest guy in the room until I saw Rob's shirt.
Thank you.
Rob, is there a blander, plainer shirt
Now, with you could keep that shirt,
right?
Put on a pair of jeans. And by the way, have you ever put on? Have you ever worn? Even at since we're both fat, have you ever worn modern jeans? Like
yes.
Modern, like, say, Cremos or something like
well,
that?
Well, remember, Mike, there was a 8 to 10 week span when I wasn't fat.
You were fat, you just weren't as fat as you
no,
are,
I would
right?
say, I no, I would say there was, a, like, when I shot the commercial, the TV commercial, I was not fat that day.
Okay, so that day you wore,
He did like, look, he had straight leg jeans in that.
Yeah,
in that.
All right, well, straight leg jeans, but you can be fat and still wear a shirt hanging out with jeans that are, like I don't wear Levi's anymore, because in order for me to wear Levi's, I got to wear schlub size Levi's, so if I ever wear jeans, I wear the...
something that's almost tapered to your legs.
They're kind of tapered, and they're a stretch material.
Yeah, and they have a little give. Not like, well, there were certain people on this show in years past that wore very stretchy jeans.
And now we have to start the friggin' show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Two little mice fell in a bucket of cream. The first mouse quickly gave up and drowned. The second mouse wouldn't quit. He struggled so hard that eventually he churned that cream into butter and crawled out. Gentlemen, as of this moment, I am that second mouse.
So I got on this red dress and these high heels, right? And I got a bra, like, out here, okay? And I'm chasing these two Puerto Rican guys through the park. They got a suitcase filled with bank robbery loot. Okay, I'm screaming out, FBI, freeze! And I'm reaching for my gun, but I can't find it in the bra. It's so damn big. I thought I was going to shoot my tits off. You know, that's a funny story. People always laugh at that story.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Andersky. If you were having so much fun undercover, why did you transfer to bank fraud?
I didn't transfer. I was censured and reassigned. It's like being punished. I was punished. I screwed up in the field.
What about you, Mr. Fox? Were you punished for screwing up in the field?
No. I've never worked in the field before. I audited background investigations of Department of Justice clerical applicants.
Oh, that's just great. I asked for a team and they dragged the bottom of the Pacific.
What if I ask you a question, Agent Handwriting? How can you be so serious all the time?
Does it bother you, Mr. Anders?
Yeah. Yeah, it does bother me.
Does it bother you, Mr. Fox?
A little, I guess.
Oh, would you like to hear me tell a joke?
Yeah, we'd love to hear a joke from you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go f*** yourselves.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard all over the joint, Antelope, California. I think we've had Toccoa, Georgia before, but I'm not sure. Have we had Toccoa, Georgia
before? I think I searched it. I don't think we have. I don't think we have.
Denver, Colorado, Cockeysville, Maryland, Schuylkill County. Thank you for the pronouncer on that. Otherwise, I would have said Schuylkill.
Hello, Schuylkill.
Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, and Budapest, Hungary. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Liquid IV Immunity. Remember that. It's not just Liquid IV. It's Liquid IV Immunity.
The orange guy.
There it is. There's a picture of it.
Love it.
Really?
That's tangerine, actually. I apologize.
Yeah, we always used to argue about how the lemon lime was the best flavor.
Right.
This is in the running. The tangerine is outstanding.
Love it.
Well, flu season is right around the corner, so it's more important than ever to have a strong immune system. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support to maintain and strengthen your immune system. It is a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and Wellmune in convenient single-serving packets. Wellmune, if you want to know, which I do, is a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system, and the vitamin C and D and the zinc will keep you at your best. Each packet is bursting with fresh, natural tangerine flavor, and it tastes so good. They know how to do that at Liquid IV.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
Very, very delicious. Plus, Liquid IV is donating 3.7 million servings in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. It's such good flavor, and they're so good. It's convenient. I love Liquid IV. We all do. Liquid IV's new hydration multiplier plus immune support is available at Walmart, or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use promo code TMOS at checkout. You get 25% if you do it that way. We'd prefer you to do it that way. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. So anyway, I love your shoes.
Thank you.
I love your anniversary shoes.
Yeah, I think they're cool.
Mm-hmm. And I've learned to love them as well.
And I also think she probably ordered that prior to your anniversary.
No chance.
Was it an overnight thing that she
Sure. So her? She so
their shoes. Remember, they can get there in 10 hours.
She sent me a link. It's a city. They'll get here fast. She sent me a link. Well, she sent me a link for my initial gift on our anniversary, which was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then
that's the toiletry bag.
Yes. And I gave her her gift.
Could you bring that in? I'd love to see it.
Absolutely. Monogrammed and all. And I wonder, I was like, well, we're never traveling, so I don't even know why I would need a toilet.
Has that arrived? I know it was a link to it. Has it arrived yet?
It arrived yesterday as well.
Does it say, the monogram, does it say OS? Does it say OZ?
It says OFZ.
Oh, very nice, because your middle name.
Was there ever any discussion about the fact that you were disappointed with the toiletry bag? Like she might have picked up on some clue that you offered her and then gone out and ordered something else for you. By the way, kicks are a great, footwear to me is a great
gift. The sneakerheads probably know that this is a nice sneaker and it is comfortable and it's nice to walk around.
But the first clue, Mike, is when he got his toiletry bag, he was like Kevin Klein in A Fish Called Wanda and he went, disappointed.
I know that. No, I didn't because I've learned in the last I would say 4 years of marriage that it doesn't help to show your true emotion with gifts because you're gonna lose regardless. You're ungrateful. I can say it here on the show because she doesn't listen to it by design.
I'm trying to ask you, where do you think if she ordered it after the fact because she didn't think she gave you enough, was that
a reason? My gift to her, I imagine.
She decided, you got her a good gift, and she decided to up the ante.
Yes. Got to measure up. Yes. I got to measure up.
Because her text to me was, holy S, when she got her gift. I heard her squeal because she put in her little gift card thing, and I was like, I was generous because that's just who I am. And
it's a little pat on the back for himself.
She doesn't need to know that I use my points for that gift card, but no problem.
But you could have used those points on yourself.
I could have splurged on myself.
A generous use of
points.
That's
3 years of points.
Of footwear, Rob, so my point was that you could wear that bland shirt and a long pair of pants and
cool sneakers.
Because I think I wear shorts every day because I'm a Floridian. So all the guys down here, it's a badge of honor that the guys come down there and say, I don't put on long pants until I get out of here. And that's true. It's 90.
What's your reason, Rob?
Because I never leave the home. I live in climate controlled comfort.
But if you were to go out, that would hip you up if you put on
cool sneakers.
Some decent kicks. You know, that's it.
You know what? Maybe I will buy a pair of shoes. I haven't bought a pair of shoes outside of, updating
Costco.
The Birkenstocks every 2 years in some time.
You got the sneakers from Costco. Those work.
Yeah, they're fine. Since they're fine, we're but on they're the not subject, hip. Then.
I want to ask the hip thing, too, because I'm sitting here talking to Rob, but I'm thinking about I do buy shoes occasionally, but lately, where on the list of, and feel free to be honest, on the list of hipdom, where do Skechers fall? Probably not all that hip.
They're not on the list. No, they're, I mean, Maddie would probably be the best person to ask.
Maddie, Skechers are old man shoes, aren't they? Pretty much
at
this point.
Or like little kid. Like there's no in between.
There's no in between. Yeah. All right.
You're regressing.
Yeah.
See, I like to wear walking athletic shoes if I'm not wearing golf shoes. And my golf shoes, by the way, are, I think, absolute the hippest you can wear. I wear, as my mom used to pronounce it, God rest her soul, Adidas.
I wear Adidas. Joe Montana, spokesperson for, and so is Tony Romo. They try to make him hip, Skechers.
But they can't be, right? There's no way.
Because Tony's not on the football field. He's actually walking through security at the airport.
But Joe Montana, when Joe Montana endorses Skechers, he talks about how they have a strip of real copper in them to make your feet feel better.
All right, I get it. So that doesn't count. And here I am lecturing Robin. I'm thinking, I don't have a hip pair.
No, the only time I got even close to lucky is I bought a pair of shoes at Costco for, you know, whatever they sell shoes for, $9, and they looked identical to an expensive pair of shoes that Oscar had, and we wore them to the same event, mm-hmm. and he looked at them and he went like, oh, how about that?
Yeah,
and I told them what I paid for them, and he said, oh, well, all right, because he was very disappointed that I was affecting hipness.
It was like
quite by
a
accident.
Designer imposter cologne.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so they were just like me. Hard shoes is what they were. Or?
No, they were. I think they were Fila. I think the brand was Fila. And Oscar's, and of course, was Donna Karan or something.
I had driving sneakers on.
Karan.
I probably had Pumas on that day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, these look just like yours.
Mm-hmm.
But yours have a Costco on there.
They were from Costco, but they weren't. Kirkland.
It's Kirkland.
It wasn't Kirkland. I think they were Fila.
Oh, Filas. I'm sorry.
He didn't but have you know how they, what they save by volume, volume, volume.
I need help in the area of footwear as well. I think
what
Rob
size
obviously
do you wear?
Could use it. I wear 12 and a half.
Okay.
You're welcome, ladies.
Poor Carla. Does she have to do yoga before you guys get in the marital bed?
Yeah. What's that?
Does she have to do yoga before you guys get in the marital bed?
No. I mean, it's just 12 and a half is kind of a 12 or 12
That's
and a half.
That's a big foot. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I have a big foot. Yeah. You know what they say? You guys with big feet are fat. Anyway.
Don't fall down as much.
Don't fall down. By the way, I want down here is a shoe that is a borderline athletic style shoe that still has a little panache to it, has a little flavor to it. So I'm
Are you willing to take submissions from the team here and also listeners to send you maybe styles you might like?
No, I don't want people to send me shoes.
No, send you styles, links to styles.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Don't send me shoes. But I will tell you this.
Send him shoes.
No, buy a fruitcake. That's how you help me. All right? Okay. That's how you buy 10 fruitcakes.
But suggestions for styles.
Suggestions for styles. Maddie,
I'll tell you what's nice is when they have contrasting colors of the shoe and the Velcro.
Okay. All right. Bite me that you shoehorned. I was speaking to Miss Masiello.
I'm sorry, Maddie.
All right, Maddie, as far as the hip factor for an old man to put on his feet, would you have any suggestions at all?
Not really. I should ask my dad because he actually has really cool sneakers that he wears a lot, and they are a little like flashy and athletic. So you might like those. So I can ask him.
I'd like to meet your dad. I'd love to have your dad.
He seems
on the
so cool.
Sometime. Is there any chance we could ever get your dad to come on the show? I swear to God, I would be completely respectful. I would not embarrass you.
He'd be an amazing talking head. I'd love to have him on via Zoom.
Yeah, the next time he comes to visit DC, I'm sure I can swing him by the studio.
Oh, that would be so cool, Maddie. Because we love having parents on. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a tradition on the Don and Mike show that carried into. I have a picture of my mom when he came in with Frida's mom. My mom came in with Frida's mom. Don's mother-in-law and my mom years ago. Mm-hmm. We used to have my mom on the show all the time. It's great to have family members on. I think that would be really,
Maddie,
really special.
A question about Tony. Does he have a shoe guy that he knows from back in the neighborhood?
I'm sure he does. Well, in City Hall, they like used to have those stands where people would shine your shoes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No charge,
Maya. Look at that. You can see your face in them.
Exactly.
Mirrors. Those are mirrors. Yes. Fantastic. They look like mirrors. All right. We have to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. I have to vent just a little bit about football, because when you are effectively rooting for the worst team in football,
yes,
there are so many complaints that I have. Involves my son. It involves refereeing.
Hmm.
And it involves a man who is really moving his way to the top of my least favorite athlete on the world list, Danny Dimes. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. On the side that used to be
the local pally. Time is running out.
You only have until this Friday to order a holiday must-have.
A genuine Spiewak family fruitcake. Baked with a flavor to savor.
Every cherry is merry.
Every orange peel is real. Packed with three kinds of nuts.
It's a typhoon of taste.
A tsunami of spice.
A hurricane of holiday happiness in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Act now and get the deluxe package or the super premium package.
That comes with a hand-signed card and a one-of-a-kind collectible.
Purchase one, two, ten, or buy them by the truckload.
Act now because they only have until this Friday to order.
You better hurry.
Don't get left out in the cold. Every fruitcake must be sold.
Be a holiday hero and help support TMOS.
Hurry and order today. These fruitcakes are insane.
That's awesome. Is that a Riddell Amato production there?
They've named their company TNA. Twitch and
TNA.
Amato.
Twitch and what Amato. Is it?
Twitch and Amato.
TNA. That's fantastic. Great job, guys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I bet you've seen everything on TV, right? You've streamed all the things. You've binged all the things. The bingeables. You're bored. Mm-hmm. Boo.
Yeah, boo.
How do you beat boredom? Just play Best Fiends. Fiends. Fiendishly good. That is the free-to-download puzzle game. Unlike your favorite streaming platform, there's no end in sight. It's endless. It goes on and on. Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels and more added all the time. It just keeps going and going and going. You get the point, Rob. You still doing it? Best Fiends?
Oscar, let's not talk shoes. Let's talk about Best Fiends because I have hit level 720.
Oh,
thank
damn.
You.
Look who's winning your life.
It is called Algae Explosion, and Mike, you have to kill 5 slugs. You have to eliminate 7 algaes, and you have to get 90 strawberries.
Yes.
It's great. I love
it.
It's so great.
Best Fiends, the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game. Best Fiends, with over 100 million downloads and counting. Free to download. Literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. More levels, events, challenges added all the time. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and we thank them.
Love it.
Before I get to the whole football venting, bitching thing.
Football.
And I got over it pretty quickly. I have to just tell you, though, and Rob will relate to this, and all parents will relate to this. I have to say, I had a moment this morning that started my week off so well. I have a 7-year-old, and Halloween is a thing, and we've got a way of protecting him at Halloween. We're going to glove him up. We're going to put the mask on. We're going to sanitize the candy when he gets it home.
That's sweet.
For the first time that I can remember, we are in a neighborhood where he will be able to trick-or-treat,
right.
And I am so excited about this. I'm thrilled. However, as anybody with a small child knows, it's all about the costume, costume, costume. There are kids that that start talking about it in August,
yep,
and make costume changes and bingo bango. So we're driving to the school bus today, and we're still driving to a school bus stop. And I'm sitting there with him, and he goes, "Dad, I don't know what I want to be for Halloween." And we're going back and forth and back and forth. And he says, "I'd like to be something scary." And so I said, "Well, you know, you're going to be wearing a mask. So I'm thinking maybe we could decorate the mask. I got it. Well, how about a scary clown?" And he's like, "Yeah, Dad." And he's getting more and more agitated, mm-hmm, and excited and all that. And then I realized that one of his, when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he always says he's afraid of zombies. And I said, "Well, how would you like to be? We could decorate your mask and then we could make you look like a kid zombie."
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, do you know the look I'm talking about when you hit something that just, it's a dart in the middle of the circle. It's a perfect score. And you see that energy level coming in. He was kind of having the Mondays today, getting ready for school. And it is
their eyes almost dilate. Their whole countenance changes.
So special.
The best.
And I'm not sure that if I was in my 20s or 30s, I would have gotten it. I am not kidding you. It was this moment where I just,
almost an outer body experience. Now, I didn't give him anything. I didn't do anything for him. I just came up with an idea.
That's
where
all?
Mommy and daddy will take an old pair of shorts and a t-shirt and zombie it up and we'll put makeup on his arms and his face.
So nice.
And he was elevated. He was floating over the ground. He went from being, I'm nervous about school, you know, the Mondays typically.
Yeah. Yeah.
To being floating and floating onto the bus and then waving at me, and he waved at me goodbye, and I waved to him, and then I went, like that, and it was just...
And he cried.
This, and then he was terrified, but it was so cool. This is on the heels of Sunday, which was just a double bowl of suck. Just a pure... It's hard to describe when you commit to reactivating your fandom for a football team. And I did that with my Giants because I always follow them, but some years are more intense. This is for, I think, maybe because of the pandemic, this is an intense year.
So we got a
great time.
Whatever we have to distract us, Mike.
Yeah. Great time to wrap up the intensity, fat boy. Really nice job that I'm going to just pick the Giants when they're going to go 0-5. And it's just such a drag to sit there and watch it. And the false hope just, and then the disaster. And I'm trying, right at the end of the game, my son comes in because he's getting ready to wind down and go to bed. I said, I'll let you stay up as long as the game goes on.
So
we're watching the game together. Oh, that's impossible. Maybe he's interested in other things. Like, you know, I'll be sitting there, and the Giants are, like, inside of 2 minutes doing a drive. It's like, Dad, in World War II, I said, not now. We're not talking about World War II tanks.
The smart comment that Michael should have made is, Dad, I just want to stay up until the Giants win a game.
He's not that smart, but he should be. By the way,
did he see the injury?
Oh, no, he did not see the injury. And our best to Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, one of those horrible, sure how many rules you could put in place to avoid an injury like that. When two guys are running down the field and one gets stepped on and breaks his ankle, it was horrible. And I felt bad for him. You know, that's
the
whole deal with those guys.
Also,
he had a short time to make their hay, and when they get knocked out, it sucks.
You probably know, Mike, but just for those at home that are not football fans, Dak Prescott is, like, he was on the precipice, God willing, he'll come back, of having his max deal coming. And year after year after year, they gave the franchise tag to him. So he was making good money, but this is a year contract. So his contract is effectively over.
Right.
And he's got to come back.
But a player of that stature, that beloved by the fans, and an injury that I think, well, I'll read more about it as the day goes on. I wish him the best of luck. I hope it's something where a couple of screws, bingo, bango. Alex Smith made it back.
And what a great story.
Not a touching moment, but not for the Washington football team's offensive line.
Who we bet against.
Yeah, by the way, but I made money on him. I did well. And hey, here's the thing, though. So Alex Smith, this stunning comeback from a leg break like Joe Theismann's, right? Comes back to the game. And the Washington football team's offensive line went, anyway, so that's that's really
well. To be fair,
incredible. We don't care. These guys, the difference between it's not size.
No,
it's
no.
Given S. It's given S with these guys. That's what I believe. It's incredibly the reason offensive linemen in the NFL have their legs blown up and limp when they're 55 years old is because it's Herculean. The level of effort required with 300-pound plus men slamming into you. You have to be. It's not even describable how hard those guys have to work. Matt Elliott could talk about that.
Of course,
these guys have to kill themselves, and they're guys that do it well, and then get into a rhythm, and then they're guys that just get.
He got hit over
destroyed
over 11 times, and this it's crazy to think that. A guy coming from that type of injury, almost dying at the hospital. And that you said it, you've heard it enough last night if you watch the games or even maybe the recap on the news or SportsCenter or whatever it was, that it is it's not even made for TV. This is going to be a motion picture, like a film one day.
Yep. He doesn't have to throw another pass in the NFL to have lived the comeback story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad that the comeback story does not involve a team around him and these offensive lines that.
But it speaks well of the doctors, Mike, if he could survive that.
Yeah,
can you imagine how he? I mean, he was. I mean, no protection at all.
And it was horrible to see the injury, but the fact that he's come back is a triumph. It makes me nervous to look at him because it's like watching a giraffe play football. It really is. His legs are so long and kind of, I don't want to say spindly, but they look, you know, I feel like I do when I looked at RG3. But getting back to Dallas,
yes.
And these offensive line, first of all, I know what the Washington football team has said all these years. About those referees that they go into Dallas, and I don't know, I think they put something in their tea, you know, to say throw the flag when the Giants have their only super tricky play that works.
There's a little something
back.
There's a little something in your hotel room when you get back there. It'll be
all players before a play have to get set. All right. They have to get set into a position, a down position, all right? And so the Giants call the most incredible trick play of the season, and they score a touchdown. It's fabulous. And then they call it on this player. I don't even know. Fleming is his last name, number 75. And this is, I'll do my impression of him getting set.
Suck. You're robbed, Mike. You're robbed.
Suck team, yep. Suck experience. Just pisses me off. So that was that.
At least they covered, if you bet.
They covered the, yeah. And by the way, my boogie, thank you. Like checking that balance today. That was a lot of fun. And
Seahawks won, but did not cover. Just so you know.
That was I had 20 on that game.
Yep.
What, 3 points, 4 points?
It was last minute. I think it was even two.
I remember cover. I seen that. I was like, if they make this 2-point conversion, and I'm doing like the math.
Yeah, right.
I think it was 54, might have been 57, 54, 57. I was just adding it all up. I'm like, well, that's not going to happen. Goodbye.
So there are people in our audience, and I know who you are right now, that you're going, all right, enough. Okay, we're done. We're going to take a break. Thank you very much. I met a Trump guy over the weekend, too. I might tell that story. But you know what I'd rather talk about? I'd rather talk about Oscar's fabulous birthday celebration for his mom. We'll be right back.
Lady love, your love is peaceful.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. This week, we get silly and laugh about how you shouldn't f*** on your collar. How to make a taco and the proper way to break down. And break it down.
Rob, that's as such, enough. And this is the beat that you can't touch.
Can't touch.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I know that Rob's always been interested in talking tacos with Katie.
You stop.
Welcome back to the Michael Mary Show. Brought to you by Solo Stove.
Yes.
Yes.
Man, I am ready for some cool temperatures down here. We get them down here, even down in the south. But the boys have theirs, and there's a bit of fall in the air. Leaves are changing. Nothing like a roaring fire. To those fireside moments, they keep you grounded. You know that. And they remind you how to be human. Solo Stove. What a great product. Solo Stove creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. A Solo Stove is a fabulous product that you can put on your back deck, you can put it on your patio, you can put it outside in the yard, you can gather around some chairs, you can sit there with camp chairs and have a beautiful roaring fire with so little smoke you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Rob, you've fired yours up a couple of times.
Friday night, and this is, I found the secret. You can go to Lowe's, you can go to any Home Depot, any of those stores, you get bags of chunk hardwood. Usually people use them in smokers. It is so easy to build a great fire, and you've got the wood right
there.
And they last. Bump, bump, bump. Oh, lifetime guarantee. I love it.
Easy
I'm in love
to
with
light,
it.
Totally portable. Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away the reason not to.
Yes.
And now you can get $10 off when you use that wonderful promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. So, Oscar was talking before the show about his mom's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's birthday celebration.
71 or 72, can't keep track.
One and how European she is. And when I say that, I mean, Oscar's mom and the stories you've told about her, if it's on her mind, it's out her mouth. So yeah. She got everybody together, like with FaceTime, with grandkids for a celebration. I know you're here. So did you go out
to the setup? We went out there, but we stopped at a nice pastry place, picked up a cheesecake, got flowers, got her a gift, something you should do. And it should be noted that my mom has been in the dumps for kind of bummed out ever since the pandemic because she hasn't seen, her husband's been gone for how many years? Who knows? But she hasn't seen the rest of her family.
Where is he?
He's in Bolivia.
Well, that's what he says. When he makes the free WhatsApp call.
I might make it for Thanksgiving. I don't know if the airlines are going to be open that day, but we'll figure it out. So he wasn't there. And I said, Shannon, this year we have to make it extra special. Now,
we have a tape of your father from the last time he spoke to your mother. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, here it is.
Well, bye.
Hey, Mike, I cry, but it's true, so I have to laugh. My dad hits me up on WhatsApp, the free app for everybody around the world. It's cheap.
That's the greatest.
And he says, Oscar, tomorrow is your mom's birthday. Please buy roses on behalf of me and bring them to your mom.
So Sunday was actually day
of. Does he really do that to you?
I can send you the text.
Oh, my God. So,
make sure she has nylons and fancy chocolates. And send the bill to me.
So I've had private conversations with my father on how painful it is for me to do that on many levels because he's got so many options on the internet and he's got the internet because he's clearly ready me on it. So he said, it's so much easier for you just to pick him up and do it. I said, yeah. So I did because I'm the youngest and I'll do anything he says.
Is the feeling that it's a little almost like a feeling of embarrassment where if he just pulled the trigger and went to a flower company, I would mention one if they still advertise for this.
Yes,
They're dead to us, Mike.
And they are dead to us.
Dead, Dom.
But going to your local flower shop and just showing up with them is kind of a drag for you to do.
It is because he does this bit where he calls my mom and Dad, I love you, but this is true. He calls me and goes, "How do you like the roses?" In Spanish. And she's like, "Oh, I love them." Weird. They're not here yet. So she even gets them.
Oh, so you know what? All three of you are gaming each other against each other.
Well, she's used to it, right? Because she knows I'm going to come later
Part
on.
Part of the game. Part of the game.
A thoughtful man would say, "Hey, did you get a chance to pick up the road, confirm, and then, hey, did you drop them off at mom's?" No, a man who decides to leave in the middle of a pandemic.
I hope he still gives you nice watches and pensions.
Yeah, God bless him when he leaves this wonderful earth. There'll be a name and a line and a number. So moving on, we move on. I get the roses. Shannon's like, "We have to do something special. We have to get her a bunch of little gifts, nothing, extravagant, so she can open them. And we have to coordinate with our nephews so they can all sing her happy birthday to this cheesecake that we get her."
Nice.
And we get her the cheesecake.
Is she a cheesecake enthusiast? Like, if she were to choose her favorite dessert, would that be her favorite?
No, one of her favorites. Who knows?
Okay. All right.
But she doesn't hate them. And Shannon goes and she finds the right place to get the cheesecake from, and it's one of these tall, not wide cheesecakes, so it's smaller in circumference but taller in volume. And
Mike, was probably made in a tube pan.
No, it's just like it's the whole cupcaking of the baking industry. Bite me, make a cake.
My mom gets on FaceTime with the entire family there. And they're about to sing her happy birthday. And my sister from the back, she goes, "Oh, they got you a cake? That's so..." And my sister's in California living her la-la-la life.
Sure.
And she goes, "Sí, pero es tan chiquito." And so my mom says, "It's the littlest cake." Like, she wasn't saying in a cute way, "Oh, look how cute this little cake is. It's just your brother's cheap and he got a little cake." Right before we're supposed to sing happy birthday.
Now, I only have a cursory knowledge of the language, but when it ends in Ito, that means small, right?
It's basically a little
cheesecake-ito.
Yeah.
Cheesecake-ito?
So Shannon and I's face, if you're on the other side of the FaceTime, it's from happy about to sing happy birthday to like just falls and sad.
Yes.
Because like she just punches us in the face before we're supposed to sing happy birthday to this little cake.
So there's so many moms that are like that.
Yes,
that brutal,
exactly.
That brutal, cruel honesty that's just like, they're, oh, it's so teeny tiny. Yeah. You know.
Because even Shannon in her broken Spanish got that, right? Yes. And then she says under her breath, she's like, it's just three of us, and I waited in line to get it.
That is awesome.
So thank you, Mom.
God.
We tried our best. You insulted
us. Oscar's mom.
One question,
awesome.
Though. I mean, after you saw that she was disappointed with the cheesecake, did Shannon buy her shoes?
Oh, my God. I'm wondering whether Rob sees the cues sometimes. When I'm like, there we go. All right, very good. We're going to take a break, and happy birthday, Mama.
Yeah, God bless.
We appreciate it. And Mama Zabalius, we really appreciate her, and that is just so honest. I used to have a mother-in-law like that, one of them. I'm not sure. Not the current one. Not the second one, but the first one. First one, yeah.
I know this. If you got all your mother-in-laws together, or mothers-in-law together, you need a bigger cake.
Yeah. Well, this particular one was my first one, and that was the one I was like, hey, look at that guy. Watching the Miss America pageant. Remember that story where I'm in the camper, where they're following their daughter around all over the country, and she's looking at Burt Parks hosting the Miss America. Oh, he's a broadcaster, too. He has a good job. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bitch. Wow. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me tell you about my sport fandom, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And this is the truth. This portion of our program is brought to you by MyBookie. I'll explain something to you. I'm Mike O'Mara, and when it comes to football, my team really, 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 really sucks. All right? I'm prepared every single week for a little disappointment. Let me tell you what the only ray of sunshine is in my week. It's MyBookie. It's putting, it's betting my team to cover the spread, which they have managed to do 2 weeks in a row. And I go to my bookie, and I make my little bet, and I am happy even though I'm sad. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, of course.
If you're the type of guy who likes to play the favorites, try putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. You can do this. You can make boring games interesting at my bookie. Plus, the thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday. Every team always has a chance to win, and you do too. MyBookie's great at it. It's so easy to do it. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into cash. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code TMOS to claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. That's promo code TMOS and you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Mm-hmm. Bet on all the sports, UFC, presidential prop bets. They can do that too.
Everything.
And more. Start your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. MyBookie, go out there and have some fun, people.
News.
Boo. Well, let me tell you. The 2019-2020 season started a year ago this month, and it's finally over. Talking about the NBA. Last night, LeBron James and Anthony Davis led the LA Lakers
Tough to do this for a Celtics fan like I am. To a Game 6 victory over the Miami Heat to finish the series 4-2. The final score, 106-93. And the Lakers were in control the whole way. This ends the Lakers' 10-year drought. Excuse me, although no one feels sorry for them. This is their 17th title. I'm allergic to this story. I don't know why I am, but it goes back to the day. Hold on a second.
Oh, he's going
to tying the Boston Celtics for the most.
Oh.
Thank you. Don't have to go into my elbow. No one's in the room. Okay, shut up.
Do you have any sense of smell?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
the Lakers' last championship came in 2010 when Kobe Bryant won his last of 5 titles in L.A. That's especially notable given Kobe's tragic death earlier in the year. Kobe's wife, Vanessa, congratulated them on the victory. That's sad. Saying, quote, Kobe was right. Stay the course and block out the noise. Mm. Wish Kobe and Gianna were here to see this. Oh, man. 13-year-old Gianna was also killed in the accident. This season was also difficult because of the 4-month break in the middle of the season due to COVID-19. And then the 3-month-long bubble that kept all the players isolated together. But they proved down in Orlando that they did it the right way. There was also the social justice protest that interrupted the playoffs in August. All the chaos of 2020 seems to have distracted fans because the ratings for the finals were historically bad. But even though the games lacked the energy of loud-packed arenas, the bubble was successful in preventing COVID-19. LeBron claimed his 4th finals trophy. Magic Johnson, Tim Duncan, and Shaq also have 4, but only one player has more. Michael Jordan has 6 of them, and he was named MVP in all 6. As for Miami, Heat star Jimmy Butler is just the 2nd player in NBA history to lead his team outright in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks in a final series. It's sad that with the great job they did that more people didn't track with the NBA.
A lot of competition, Mike. A lot of competition.
And also, I was reading the bylaws. Do you know that because the Heat lost, they have to stay in the bubble for the rest of the year?
That's the punishment that they have for that. So, yeah, the whole thing really is... I just want to get back to normalcy. I think everybody does. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, speaking of abnormal, it'll be virtual. Takes place November 7th at 8 p.m. on HBO. They got a ton of stars lined up. Miley Cyrus, Adam Levine, Dave Grohl, Diddy, Luke Bryan, Rob. Luke Bryan's going to be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards.
I can't figure out the Zoom machine. Why am I not on the TV?
Don Henley, Jennifer Hudson, it goes on and on and on. This year's inductees, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. Grohl, I love Dave Grohl, will start the show with an intro to all of them, and the other celebrities will speak about how the artists impacted their lives and careers, just like if it's at a live event. And a spokesman for the Hall says, while this year's program will be different than those of years past, we look forward to recognizing their blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the pieces are coming together. One of the big tours that was canceled this summer was the Doobie Brothers, and it was a big deal because Michael McDonald was going to tour with them for the first time in many years. Obviously, this is a nod to the fact that they're going into the Hall of Fame. So they got together and buried the hatchet for no good reason because there was no tour. So
yeah, that sucks. Well, there's always next year. So we'll stay hopeful. As the weather gets colder and colder, do you find it harder and harder to drag yourself out of your nice warm bed in the morning? It's not your fault. It's science. Science.
Science, Ms. Matsumoto.
According to a new study, it's harder to get our brains to wake up and activate when it's cold outside. Basically, they found the parts of our brain that are normally activated by daylight. I have to like prevent myself from going into deep John Tesh.
Yes.
Basically, they found the parts of our brain that are normally activated by daylight in the mornings get shut back down by the cold. So it takes a lot of extra effort to wake up and get out of bed. You're not alone. Intelligence for your life. Seriously, I don't want to be sour grapes as I'm sitting here making the cream into butter, okay, every effing day of my life, but I could do that show. I could do that show, seriously, if you chop my hands off.
Well, he doesn't do the research. He just gives a script.
No, he doesn't do any of the research. No. Mr. Tesh, your 300 facts are ready for the week. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go chat with the pool boy.
Anyway, what is this one about the mice in the bucket of cream? I don't know, Mr. Tesh. Just read it.
Yeah. You wouldn't hear that on Tesh's show.
No, you would not.
Myself, Christopher Walken, to start the damn show. Effer. Sorry. This is the perfect the top thing you miss about flying is getting boozed up on a plane.
Yes.
Natural light.
This is the beer, okay, that's disrespected. It's also, you drink more of it than you know if you're out in a bar. You really don't know when it's natural light because it's what we all call our house brand. A little secret from a former bar owner. Natural Light is holding a contest where one person and three guests will get to drink cheap beer and fly around in the company's private jet.
Wow.
This is a good promotion. It's a flight to nowhere, so you can't actually travel anywhere. They'll just take you up to 30,000 feet, fly around for a full few hours while you pretend to be rich, and then land at the same airport. So you can't use it to fly home for the holidays. I would have changed that part of it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And we're just going to take them up, fly them around the airport.
Isn't Natural Light the beer they make green for St. Patrick's Day, too? Because it's just absolute S beer.
Yeah. It's also, hey, you got Bud Light, you got Miller Light, you got some of our specialty brews over there, and then there's O'Mara's brew. What's that? Natural Light. They say the flight and everything it comes with is worth $25,000. To enter, you have to post on social media with the hashtag Natural Flight and Contest and tell them what you'd name your private jet if you had one. Isn't it perfect, though, that it's Natural Light and they don't go anywhere?
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember when Robert was going through his treatment and the Make-A-Wish Foundation did the flight to the North Pole? And just in 20 seconds, Oscar, what they did was they got all the kids at Dulles Airport, loaded them into an actual 747, fired up the engines and made it sound like they were taking off. And while all that was going on, they decorated the terminal where they boarded to look like it was the North Pole and Santa Claus was there. But here's the thing. All of that was great until the end of the party, and they just made us leave through the terminal.
So you had to pretend like you went to the North Pole?
Well, I mean, up until the end of the party, it felt like you took a flight to the North Pole. All and right, then they kids, said, all right, it's done.
That's it.
Get on the escalator.
On the escalator. And look at all the stinky travelers coming through.
Not happy.
Like, they couldn't let you exit right out of there. Now, where did they have the setup for the North Pole? Where was that? Like, on the tarmac?
Let's say I was, like at gate A29, right? We got to A29, went on the plane, and they went through a whole, like, half-hour thing where they fired up the engines, and they talked about the trip to the North Pole, and they played kids' shows on the monitors. And then when we got back off the plane, it was still gate A29, but it had been decorated to look like the North Pole.
Well, what did you want him to do? Do the whole airport for the North Pole?
On the plane and fly home?
The problem is it's
a lot of time.
The entire experience is flawed because you're telling the kids it never really happened. There had to have been a better exit strategy.
All right, let me ask this because I remember this, but I don't know. So was the ruse so successful that the kids really were like, oh my God, we're at the North Pole?
Well, I think it was, there were age-appropriate kids. I think Robert was 4 when it happened. And yeah,
so a 4-year-old would think we're at the North
Pole.
Absolutely,
but it was just the end. It was as it sort of came together in my head. I said, oh boy, they're really about to screw this up.
So what you're saying is, and your solution would have been, hey, okay, it's time to fly back home, right?
Just get back on the plane and then maybe go up one gate or something.
Drive that would around. Have been, if you're going to really do it, do it. Did Robert track with the fact that it was all fake when you left the North Pole?
Of course. And you know who really hated the most was Julia.
They just cheated us. They didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle
plane.
I get it. And now a little something. 37-year-old Reverend Travis Clark is the pastor of a Catholic church in Pearl River, Louisiana. And he was arrested a few weeks ago after someone walked by the church at night, heard some strange noises inside, and saw the following. Mm. It is a list of 5. Ooh. I shall enumerate them now.
5.
Number 1, Travis was having a threesome with 2 women on the altar, a Catholic priest. Number 2, he was still wearing his priest robes and using adult toys. Mm. Number 3, the women were both dominatrixes. Number 4, there was stage lighting and at least 2 cameras filming them.
Stage lighting.
This is a priest.
Yes, it is.
Stop.
And number 5, the whole thing was clearly visible from the street.
Oh, what?
No.
The person that saw it took a video, then called police. Travis was arrested on obscenity charges, as were the 2 dominatrices, 41-year-old Mindy Dixon and 23-year-old Melissa Chang. A few days after the arrest, this is my favorite part of the story,
The New Orleans Archdiocese performed a ritual on the altar to restore its sanctity.
Ah.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's great.
And as everyone knows, in order to restore its sanctity, you have to get rid of its skanctity. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah!
Yes, sirree. Thank you.
Mike,
thank you
in the words of the Righteous Gemstones, misbehaving.
Yeah, amen. Oh, my God.
Little Catholic priest on an altar.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Michael Merritt Show.
Oh, it's a lady.
Jennifer Wisniewski, assistant to Mr. O'Mara.
Lovely to meet you.
My cock and duty sexuality. I liked it, but it didn't like me.
A lady doesn't tell about her routine. It's cucumbers over my eyes, hot coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and my Kegels.
But before I do that, I gotta get a man. You sexy man. How about a three-way?
Oh, boy. That would be so much fun. Have you missed me?
She's back. Jennifer Wisniewski on The Mike O'Mara Show.
She's a lady.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. 1 week to go. At the end of this week, it's it.
That's it.
You can't get them anymore. Up till now, we've been goofing off with our fruitcake commercials. Puns, silliness, crazy voices, cheerful music, you know. Jocularity stuff. Well, that ends now.
Now.
This is serious. Wipe that smile off your face, goddammit.
Oscar.
This Friday is the last day to order a TMOS signature fruitcake. There will be no exceptions. Woe be unto you if you miss the deadline. Buy them at our website and buy yours before it's too late. Remember, the only things you really regret in life are the things you don't do. One taste and you'll be transported back to a time when all was right with the world. Remember, pre-pandemic?
I do.
Nothing changes with our fruitcakes. It'll be just like it was last year. You get them in the mail, you get excited, you eat them, you eat them at the holidays, you put them in the freezer. If you're like Dirk, you turn it upside down and send it to the O'Maras. And you'll be supporting TMOS in a most delicious way. MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner. Time is running out. Act now. I ate it, Dirk. Every bite of it. I love it. Anyway, we have to hit the audio vault.
Yes.
Thing. Sorry about that. It's time for the audio vault, Monday, October 12th. Take it away, Rob.
Did you know that every fruitcake is bigger than a cheese cakeito?
Poquito.
I hope Lizzo is okay.
What happened?
Well, she was on Instagram over the weekend, and she was having trouble removing a nipple pasty.
Mm.
It had been on for a few days, and she gave us live coverage of her trying to... It was a floral-shaped nipple pasty. Here's Lizzo with her problems.
Help. My nipple pasty won't come off. I'm scared. It's been on for 2 days. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
It's like contacts.
It hurts so bad. I've put oil on it. Oh my God, it hurts so bad. You guys, what do I do? I think I'm taking off the skin.
That'd be painful.
This is gonna go though. Ow, it hurts.
Don't do it.
It's so bad. Okay. I need to take a break.
Stay tuned for updates. And also,
oh,
Oscar.
No, you didn't give us the pitch. She didn't get it off?
No. It's still on as far as I know.
Man.
But also, Oscar, the magic there is when you work with a guy for 25 years and you don't have to say anything and it just happens. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. The NFL channel. I hope there's nothing wrong with Lizzo. The NFL channel has a lot of time to fill, and over the weekend they had the guitarist from AC/DC, Angus Young, on because so many just legendary stadium songs come from AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
So they were talking to him about their new release, and they said, what do you think, and as he says, what do you think about American footballers?
All I know is there's a lot of big guys, you know. They're up there into Herman Munster size, you know what I mean? They're about 9 feet tall, you know. They're all pretty big fellas. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's a bit Star Wars in a little way. They've got the big helmets and all that equipment going. And you go, they really do look like gladiators when they're going at it.
Herman Munster size people.
He's right.
It's true, though. Right, I love
they're
it.
Huge.
Now, talking about great voices, I like when Lorne Michaels talks because now I just hear Dr. Evil.
Oh,
because
and wasn't it Mike Myers in an interview that said he was just doing Lorne Michaels for Dr. Evil? And when you hear the history of Lorne, you know, just Mr. Cool, the kingmaker. And he is. He's a kingmaker and he knows it and he acts like it.
Well, that was actually, he was anti-kingmaker this week because they had a country singer booked for Saturday Night Live named Morgan Wallen, who's a big deal.
That's right. Yeah.
In the world of country music. But he was partying at a post-football game party, maskless, so they yanked him off Saturday Night Live and replaced him with Jack White last minute. So here is Lorne Michaels commenting on this, and he will not make $1 million.
It probably isn't the first country singer we ever, the first person from rock and roll who partied after a big, in that case, a football game or a concert, but we're just living in a different time and everything is scrutinized.
Have you booked another musical guest? We've got about 48 hours till the show.
We're still in the middle of it. I know Jack White is coming in. And
great. You know. Jack White. That's not bad. Not a bad replacement.
And he's always good on the show.
We call it Preparation H.
That is, what's so funny about that is that's it. I mean,
I know.
That just the idea that he takes his old boss and puts him as the evil character in his movie is freaking hysterical.
And
makes me
want
to watch Austin Powers again.
And the people that have enjoyed success post SNL, almost every one of them owes stuff to Lorne because he produces the movies. Mike Myers is ballsy enough to go out and do it, and he has nothing to do with those that franchise. That's got to drive Lorne ape-s.
Right. Fantastic.
Okay, so we talked on the bonus show, if you missed it, woe be unto you, about plans for Halloween. Mm-hmm. People are also looking forward to Thanksgiving. What do you think Dr. Fauci's going to do for Thanksgiving, Mike? What do you think he's going to do?
My wife and I would love to see our daughters, who we don't see very often for Thanksgiving. They have said themselves, Dad, you're 79 years old. We want you and Mommy to have a nice, quiet dinner, maybe have a neighbor next door that always comes over the house that you know that's negative, and we'll send all love via Zoom. So we decided to make it a very, very closed family type of thing.
No turkey, just noodles and gravy. That's it.
You know, look, these conversations should take place. Don't blow them
up.
My daughter and her boyfriend, who live together in sin, are driving down, and they've been together, and they are, I would be freaked out if they were flying in. Yeah. I would. That's just the way it goes, so I'm happy to have her down here.
Quick note before we wrap this up. Hats off and salute to the Lincoln Project, who was featured on 60 Minutes.
Great segment. Those guys, as I said to you in the text last night, those patriots right there, those guys, I think they're just an interesting group of cats. Love to get some more of those guys on the show. Be great.
So great. Very cool. It's online. You can look at it. It's a great segment. Let's close with this, Mike. Saturday Night Live was back with another lackluster episode, although I did enjoy this. Bad news for one of your favorite franchises. I'm sorry that you have to say goodbye to some of your favorite fine dining, Mike.
Sizzler restaurants have announced that as a result of the impact from COVID, they are filing for bankruptcy, which is probably a good idea since the Sizzler buffet is the closest thing America has to a Wuhan wet market.
That's your magic audio bone. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Happy anniversary to the SpeeWax 24 years. Happy birthday to Oscar's mom well.
And Jimmy Cerrito.
Jimmy Cerrito, happy birthday to you, too. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Radio Entertainment. That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's done, Joan. You pack your things, they're loading your car.
Well,
Bye.